I got a guy.
Sure looks guilty.
He's a freak. They're going to convict him if I just don't like you.
Well, then he's going to need a good lawyer.
For what am I being punished?
And that is Al Pacino playing an amazing role in the upcoming HBO special that airs next weekend. It is Phil Spector, about the famous record producer who, you know, think about some of the names he was involved in. He had a really incredible career. John Lennon, George Harrison, the Ramones. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But then had a trial and also a second trial. In 2008, he was found guilty in the second trial of murdering actress Lana Clarkson at his home. And now, Phil Spector and all the, you know, turbulence and all the controversy will be airing this weekend on HBO. So many people are curious to see it. Well, someone who has gotten a sneak peek at this and so many things in terms of all the celebs and all the who's who is Joan Jedel. She's the publisher of The Hampton Sheet. She's also the editor and the chief of it as well. The Hampton Sheet chronicles the world's supreme celebrity and society happenings, and she is the go-to gal for the Hamptons and also New York City social events and entertainment. There is not a red carpet that Joan doesn't have a front row seat to, and Joan Jedel joins us here on the Rita Cosby Show. How are you, Joan?
Hi, Rita. How are you?
I'm doing great. Great. You got a chance to see this special, this Phil Spector special. Tell us what it was like, and you also talked to Al Pacino, the great Al Pacino.
I certainly did, and he is the great Al Pacino. The movie is not to be missed. It's amazing. Al Pacino portrays the eccentricity of this guy, Spector.
Yeah, did he have the crazy hair and everything?
Oh, he had the crazy hair and the wigs and everything. And he was just amazing to watch Pacino in this role. And, you know, it was certain part of the movie, his lawyer, who was played by Helen Mirren, the original lawyer, Kenny Bodden.
Linda, who I know well, by the way, who's married to Michael
Linda.
Bodden, who's been on our show, the great forensic expert.
Yes, and so Helen Mirren would ask him not to wear the wigs because they would think he was crazy, but he was true to his eccentricity, and which I kind of admire people that are true to their eccentricity. So it seemed like in the first trial it was a mistrial, but in the second trial, they did put him away, so he got, like, 19 years to life. But if he wasn't so crazy, who knows? They may have just put him away for being so crazy.
Well, you know what's interesting? And by the way, Linda Kenny Bodden, I think, is one of the great defense attorneys out there. Talk about a tough case also. Did you have sympathy for Spector? Because there's been a lot of criticism from the Lana Clarkson camp saying that the movie's sympathetic a bit, too, which, you know, there's two sides to every story, of course.
Yes, and I approached the film as, you know, my opinion was he's guilty, and then I came out wondering if he was really guilty, because Pacino played this role so well that, you know, it kind of endears you with a guy who's so crazy and so eccentric and so talented, and, you know, it leaves doubt in the viewer's mind.
And by the way, I've seen the trailers, and the trailers look great. I'm so jealous that you got a chance to see it. It looks I can't wait to watch it this weekend on HBO. I want to get to Tony Bennett, because you've had... Let me just tell you. Yeah, go ahead, real quick.
Let me just tell you, Al Pacino, I asked him if he really thought that Spector was guilty, and what he said to me was, I played the part, and I don't take a stand. And then I asked the real lawyer, Linda, if she thought he was guilty, because, I mean, she's no longer the lawyer, and she said, I believed his innocence then, and I believe in it now. So I thought it's pretty interesting.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Let me play a little bit, because I want to get to Tony Bennett,
sure,
too. Let me play a little bit of Tony Bennett. I love listening to him sing. Here's Tony Bennett.
Someday, when I'm awfully low,
now, you had a discussion with him recently. Was he low?
was he low or
happy and joyous?
Oh, he's happy and joyous. And at the time I spoke to him, he was creating an album with Lady Gaga. So I was on the red carpet. I asked him, well, Tony, do you think Lady Gaga is a lady or a tramp? And what he said was, which was a very quick and witty answer, he said that, well, she is a lady who plays a tramp.
Very good answer.
Very good answer.
Now, you also saw Beyonce recently on the red carpet, and you asked her an interesting question, Joan.
Well, I wondered how Beyonce got her name, because I saw all these family people there, and I noticed their names were Beyonce. Now, how can their names be Beyonce if her name was Beyonce? And I was on the red carpet for her her documentary as well, which is Life is... something about life is
beautiful.
Life is but a dream.
That's right.
Yeah, and so it was told to me that they gave her the name Beyonce. It was the last name of the family, and they thought there may not be enough boys in the family to carry the name on. So her name is Beyonce, and they just gave it a little tweaking, and that's how they came up with it.
You know what? That's interesting, because all the times, you know, you've seen her name out there, and I never thought, gosh, how did she get that name?
I know.
That's very, you got the good inside scoop there,
Joan. Yeah, well, I kind of looked to the left while everyone's looking to the right.
Good thinking, my friend. Now, you go to, what's your sort of favorite celebrity hotspot in New York? Because you run into, like, I know last time I saw you, you were talking about Madonna, Matt Damon. Walk us through all the nitty-gritties and where you meet all the who's who.
My favorite hotspot is Nello's on Madison Avenue. I bumped into Madonna there, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Christie Brinkley, Jay-Z, and Beyonce are always there. They have their front table to the right, where everybody walks by and sees them eating, and they kind of wave to people. De Niro, Billy Joel, Adam Levine. And the other day, I bumped into Matt Damon. And Matt told me that, you know, he's got this new cause, which he's on a toilet strike. Pardon me.
Did he look blue and green?
Well, no, he looked very healthy. And so I said, you know, he insists it's a serious subject, and until 2.5 billion people in the world access a John, he will not use the bathroom. So when he went downstairs where Nello's restaurant toilets
are... Did he look for a bush, or what did he do?
Well, when he went downstairs, I wondered what he was doing, and I said, Nello, maybe you better get the mop.
Yeah, really? And what, do we know what happened?
Not really.
Oh.
But it was wet down there now.
Nobody slipped and fell, I hope.
I hope not. Nice.
Very interesting story. Well, we got to have you back on again soon, the wonderful Joan Jadel, editor and also publisher of Hampton Sheet. You can get more details also on hamptonsheet.com. Joan, great to have you on, my friend.
Great to talk to you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.